A young girl and a woman have been seriously injured after a suspected stabbing in Dublin city centre this afternoon. Two other children were injured in the attack. A suspect has been detained by Gardaí.
5-year-old girl and a woman in her 30s are in a serious condition in hospital following an attack at Parnell Square East in Dublin this afternoon.
A date has been set for the trial of a man charged with the attempted murder of 3 children on Parnell Square in Dublin city. Riyad Bushakar faces 5 other charges, including assault causing serious harm, 3 counts of assault causing harm, and 1 knife offence.
Welcome to All Rise. I'm Aisling Moore, radio producer.
And I'm Frank Graney, News Talk's courts correspondent.
Today, the jury was shown a video recording of Riyad Bushakar's first interview with Gardaí.
Throughout the interview, he repeatedly asked the detectives questioning him if they know that he's sick.
And at one point, he tells them he forgets everything. This is All Rise, the Riyad Bushakar trial. Welcome to episode 10, I Didn't Want to Kill. So the jury has now begun hearing evidence in relation to Riyad Bushakar's interviews with Gardaí. On Friday, just before the jurors were sent away for the weekend, we heard that he was arrested in the Mater Hospital just a few days before Christmas Day in 2023. This was several weeks after the alleged attack on Parnell Square.
Yeah, we heard last week that Mr. Bushakar was handcuffed at the scene to essentially effect a search, but he wasn't arrested at that point. He himself, as we know, had suffered injuries. He remained in the Mater Hospital for medical treatment and assessment for a few weeks. And as soon as he was medically discharged, he was arrested and then taken to Mountjoy Garda Station for questioning.
And that's where the prosecution picked up its case today. Before the first interview was played for the jurors, they heard evidence from Sergeant Ben Gagan. He was the member in charge of Mountjoy Garda Station when Riyad Bushakar was brought in. He was responsible for authorising and supervising his detention. The legal basis for his detention was explained to the jurors before Sergeant Gagan went over the safeguards that were put in place for Mr. Bushakar, including the presence throughout of a French Arabic interpreter, as well as his solicitor. The jurors were also told how these interviews are recorded, preserved, and later produced as evidence.
Yeah, the jury were told today that Riyad Bushakar was interviewed 7 times in total. During these interviews, he was shown cameras in the interview room at Mountjoy Garda Station. He was told there were also microphones recording the interviews. His interpreter was obviously in the room with him, seated next to him across from the 2 Garda interviewers. And behind them then was Mr. Bushakar's solicitor. And aside from the audio and visual recording, the jury was told a memorandum of interview was also kept. So typically in these situations, one guard asks the question while the other writes down the answer, and that memo is then made available to juries.
Yes, and the jury was told they will receive all the memos of interview in this case, and the judge pointed out that all of the interviews are edited for relevance and admissibility. Mr. Justice Tony Hunt explained that sometimes there can be conversations about football or the price of fish, and they're inevitably cut out because they're not relevant. And the jury was then shown the first of 7 interviews.
Yeah, and this interview began at 11 minutes past 11 on the morning of the 20th of December 2023. So just a few hours after Mr. Bushakar had been arrested at the hospital. The interview itself was just under an hour in duration, and the video recording of this interview was played for the jurors today as opposed to just a reading of the memo of interview. In it, Riyad Bushakar begins by confirming his date of birth, the 15th of December 1973, which makes him 52 years of age now. But at the time of this interview, he had just turned 50, just a few days beforehand, in fact. Everything was explained to him, and questions were then asked of him through his interpreter, this French-Arabic interpreter, who then interpreted Mr. Bushakar's answers, relayed them back to the 2 detectives who were interviewing him.
And before he was asked anything about the day of the alleged attack, he was told about his right to silence, that he doesn't have to answer their questions, but that anything he does say will be written down and may be later used as evidence.
Yeah, a standard caution in these types of cases, and that's something that was explained to him a number of times. His initial response, again, through his interpreter was, do not say anything, do not hear anything, do what they tell you to do. But it was explained to him that that wasn't what the guards were saying. Again, they pointed out his right to silence, to which he replied, "Sometimes I lose concentration. Whatever you guys want to do, do it." Soon afterwards, then, Mr. Bushkar asked his interpreter, "Do they know that I am sick?" And he went on to say, "Whatever is going to happen is in the hands of God."
At this point, one of the detectives introduced himself and his colleague and again explained what was going on. He told him he was in a police station. He was told his interpreter's role in the process and that his solicitor was also in the room if he needed to ask him anything at any point. He was also told that he was free to leave the room and have a private consultation with his solicitor if needed.
That's right. And once all those things were again explained to him, Mr. Bushkar, through his interpreter, said he understood and wanted to say that they should know that he is sick. He said, "I have lost my head in this." He said, "I'm not sure what happened. I received a letter. I picked up the thing." He went on to say, "What happened is a mistake. I did something that I don't know what it is. I don't know what happened. I found myself with blood." They then told the detectives, "Whatever you guys do, I agree with you."
At that point, one of his interviewers again pointed out that they weren't asking or telling him to agree with them. He said they were just looking for the truth, for him to be honest. He was advised that if he can remember, then he should tell them. But if not, he should just tell them that he can't remember.
Yeah, and one of the detectives then explained again why he had been arrested. He was told it was on suspicion of attempted murder on Parnell Square East on the 23rd of November 2023. He said he understood. At one point, he said it had to do with killing people, but the detective clarified it was to do with the attempted murder of people. Moments beforehand, he said it was something good, that there were no deceased people.
Riad Bushkar went on to say he didn't recall much. He said he found himself on the ground. He then started gesturing towards his shoulder and he also pointed out a head injury to his interpreter. One of the detectives asked him if he wanted to ask them anything. He then spoke about a letter and some medication.
Yeah, and he was then asked specifically to tell them what he remembered from the day of the alleged attack. And again, he said, "I know I did something, I had something, and I threw something away." He said, "They refused my disability allowance. When I got the envelope," he said, "I stayed alone. I found myself with a knife, and I found myself alone." He was then asked what he did. He said he didn't know. "I didn't want to kill," he went on to say. "I did this." And at that point, the interpreter told the detectives that Mr. Bushkar was pointing forward with the gesture of stabbing 3 or 4 times.
At that point in the interview, Mr. Bushkar again said, "Whatever you guys want to do, do it. Please," he said, "do whatever you want to me." And again, the guard the interviewer assured him that he just wanted the truth and he asked him how he was feeling. Through his interpreter, Mr. Bushkar replied, "There is something that someone did," before going on to say, "I forget everything. It's like zero."
Yeah, and at that point, close to the hour mark, it was decided to stop this interview, the first interview, to allow Mr. Bushkar to rest. So the interview ended at 12:07 that afternoon.
And the jury was sent home soon after hearing and seeing that first Garda interview.
Yeah, the first of 7. And before they left today, they were told the 3rd and 6th of those 7 interviews were for the purpose of reading back previous interviews to Mr. Bushkar. The second interview got underway on the same day as the first, about an hour and a half after that one ended.
And the jury will be taken through that interview when the trial resumes tomorrow at the slightly earlier time of 10:30. But that's it for episode 10 of All Rise, the Riad Bushkar trial.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the evidence.
All Rise, the Riad Bushkar trial,
a News Talk original podcast,
was hosted by Frank Graney and Aisling Moore.
Follow the podcast on newstalk.com, on the Go Loud app, or wherever you get your podcasts.